This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Three persons, including people's representatives of Putha Uttar Ganga Rural Municipality in Rukum East, die in jeep accident in Baglung. Govan honors of Para Olympic 2024 medalist Palesa Govardhan with cash prize of 6.5 million rupees. CPN UML endorses 18-point action plan proposed by Party General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel. And Russian President Putin warns his country will be at war with the West if Ukraine gets long-range missile approval. Now the news in detail. Three persons were killed while one person sustained injuries in a jeep accident occurred at Bhungkhani of Golkot Municipality 2 in Baglung District this morning. According to the police, the deceased are 33-year-old Bhupendra Buddha, the vice chair of the Putha Uttar Ganga Rural Municipality in Rukum East, Buddha's 61-year-old mother Gopi Maya Buddha and 37-year-old Jas Bahadur Sherpali, ward chair of Putha Uttar Ganga Rural Municipality too. According to the district police office, Baglung's police inspector Pratap Pojal, the jeep with the Govan number plate veered off the road and fell some 300 meters. Down at Bhungkhani this morning. The three died on the spot while one who was injured from the accident side has been transported to the Dhaulagiri Hospital for treatment. The government has honored Palesa Govardhan, a Paralympic athlete, for her historic achievement in the Paris 2024 Paralympics with a cash prize today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli handed over 6.5 million rupees tax without tax deduction to para taekwondo player Govardhan in recognition of her historic performance in the event. Palesa claims her first bronze medal for the country from the Paris Paralympics. Earlier, the Council of Ministers on the 5th of September had decided to honor the 20-year-old athlete. The prize distribution ceremony was held amidst a special ceremony at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwatha by the Ministry of Youth and Sports. The government also awarded her coach Kaviraj Negi Lama with a cash prize of 585,000 rupees and her team manager Ramchandra Shrestha with 292,000 rupees. On the occasion, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli announced that the decision not to impose the tax on the prize amount for the sports is to encourage the sports sector. The government has decided to permit the reopening the reconstructed Dharahara, a historic tower, to the public for the temporary period. Unveiling the decisions of the cabinet meeting held yesterday, Government spokesperson and communication minister Prithibi Subba Gurung said the historic tower Dharahara, which was destroyed due to the Gorkha earthquake in 2015, will be reopened for the public for a temporary period. The government also decided to form a dialogue team under the leadership of the Joint Secretary of the Finance Ministry to hold talks with the Asian Development Bank to receive the grant assistance and the concessional loan for the implementation of the South Asia Sub-Regional Economic Cooperation, Electricity Transmission and Distribution Strengthening Project. The CPN-UML has endorsed the party's annual action plan proposed by Party General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel. A meeting of the party secretariat held at the party central office in Chasal of Lalitpur today approved the action plan forwarded with the purpose of developing the party as a strong national force. After the meeting, Party General Secretary Pokhrel said all the party committees will be mobilized following the endorsement of the 18-point action plan. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung has underscored on improving the political conduct, which remains as the main essence of the politics. Inaugurating the children's song contest organized at Balmandir at Noxal in the context of the 60th National Children's Day today, Minister Gurung said purification in the political conduct has become inevitable in view of the deterioration in the honesty and sense of service in politics. The Children's Song Contest 2024 was organized under the joint initiation of Radio Nepal and the Nepal Children's Organization. Minister Gurung on the occasion said Radio Nepal will become stronger and more systematized, as well as its services would be expanded with the passage of the Public Service Broadcasting Bill that aims to integrate Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. On the occasion, Radio Nepal's Deputy Executive Director Khagendra Khatri stressed on further scaling of the investment being made on children's rights. This news comes from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyle nai majale chalaune.
Star 14-15 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. USA Deputy Assistant Administrator Anjali Kaur and US Aid Mission Director of Nepal Katie Donohoe paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba today. According to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, matters related to U.S. aid cooperation in Nepal were discussed during the meeting. Similarly, the non-resident ambassador of the Republic of Zambia to Nepal, Percy P. Chanda, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Affairs Minister today. Meanwhile, the Zambian non-resident ambassador to Nepal, Chanda, has expressed commitment for exchange of technical support in the mining and exploration of minerals in Nepal. The Zambian envoy made the commitment during a courtesy call on Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, today. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has said that the works are in progress to eliminate each household in the country within a year. Talking to the media in Chitwan today, Minister Khadka said that the increasing domestic power production is the government's priority to promote the hydropower business in the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has issued a warning against the UK and US lifting their restrictions on Ukraine using long-range missiles against targets inside Russia. Leader Putin warned that Russia will be at war with the West if the Ukraine gets long-range missile approval. The BBC has cited Leader Putin as saying that such action would mean NATO would be directly participating in the conflict. Leader Putin's warning comes as Western leaders are considering whether to allow Ukraine to use Western-made long-range missiles to strike deep inside Russia. Meanwhile, Britain and France have already sent Storm Shadow missiles to Ukraine, but with the caveat that Kiev can only fire them at targets inside its own borders. Meanwhile, US President Joe Biden is hosting UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer at the White House on Friday. China will gradually raise its retirement age for the first time since the 1950s as the country confronts as aging population and dwindling pension budget. According to the BBC, China's top legislative body on Friday approved the proposal to raise the statutory retirement age from the 50 to 55 for women in blue-collar jobs and from 55 to 50 for females in white-collar jobs. And men will see an increase from 60 to 63. China's current retirement ages are among the lowest in the world. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Sudan Persian province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Sudan Persian province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Sudan Persian province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Three persons, including people's representatives of Puta Uttar Ganga Rural Municipality in Rukum East, die in jeep accident in Baglung. Gabon honors a Paralympic 2024 medalist Palesa Govardhan with cash prize of 6.5 million rupees. CPN UML endorses 18-point action plan proposed by Party General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel. And Russian President Putin warns his country will be at war with the West if Ukraine gets long-range missile approval. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.